Welcome to You Are an IP Company podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner and Katie Rubino. Our passion is helping entrepreneurs publish, protect, and promote their intellectual property. This podcast is sponsored by Instant IP and Wigan X. And now get ready for You Are an IP Company.
Hey, I'm speaking to Tunji. He is a fantastic friend, but I'll tell you what, he's also a teacher, he's an educator. And we recently got into a conversation about intellectual property because teachers are the biggest givers on the planet. And sometimes, Tunji, they don't value their IP. Let's start the topic, my friend. How are you doing today?
I'm extremely blessed. And yeah, I've been thinking a lot about this piece and why I went with Instant IP and why I started protecting things after this conversation. It's understanding that, like, when you live in a world where information is free, right? Yes. It's everywhere. The most precious thing is how you organize it.
Ooh, that's
how you organize it and the unique perspective on bringing it all together to transform somebody's thinking. So I think the thing that's most painful that teachers don't realize is being taken from them, from their Google classroom. Even I was thinking about it as fitness instructors, where somebody's been trying to lose 50 pounds for years, 20 pounds for years, and you put this nutrition counseling plan together. Those are teachers. Those fitness instructors. I've been a personal trainer, too, since 2012. And you put these workout regimens to get somebody to actually love going to the gym, and they've never been before. And this is like decades of work. And that could be gone like that because you had it in a Facebook group, because it was in your Google Classroom, because you had it digitally. Now, all of a sudden, that work that was a decade in the making, that was part of your legacy, now, as you said, it's like that eminent domain. A highway is paved over the house that you spent a decade building, right? And now all of a sudden, the things that should be tied to generational work is just a throwaway. And something that you made, you do right by it differently than somebody that just pulled it out in a prompt. Mm. Right? You champion it. A lot of these things become global brands because somebody puts it on their back and they champion it. And if you don't protect it, you can't champion it. So I think that's what's so important to understand, that you've made something special. You know it when that student and it clicked. You know it with that client when it clicked. You know it's special. But you get so used to chasing the results for the people that you're working for because it's that servant heart that you made magic and you forgot to bottle it. So all I'm asking them to do is bottle your magic.
Bottle your magic.
Right.
I like that.
That's what Instant IP is to me, is bottling your magic and putting your name on that bottle. Like, okay, boom. So anytime the magic appears again, like, I got the original. Right. Yes. It was bottled here first.
Yes. Well, and I'll tell you what, Tunji, because again, people think you don't protect your IP if you don't think of yourself as important and valuable. Okay. Now I'm just going to say that straight up, because I feel like a lot of teachers maybe feel like, unlike business people, they think, oh, I'm just a teacher.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have a lot of value. I see this with all kinds of people. I'm not worth much. Nothing I have is original. And I'm like, you know what? That is not true at all. Teachers are the people that I'm standing here where I am today because of teachers. Like, I can name off Miss Bristol, Mr. Moore, Dr. Bateman. Like, I can just start going through the list of teachers who changed my life. And I am who I am today because of them. But they gave of themselves. And because they gave of their own work, that is IP. And we live in a world today where we got devices everywhere. Boom, 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 boom. And AI is recording. You could literally have students in the classroom recording your talk. Yeah. And you might say, like, ooh, I could only pray and wish. But here's the point. If they're recording it and they just pop it right back into their AI model, that AI model is training and making billions off of your work. And if you're not careful, you know this happened to me, it served up my data as prompts. And now somebody, some joker on another state is like, oh, look at that. That's awesome. I'm going to use that.
Yeah.
And now it's Tunji's work. And Tunji could actually be locked out of his own brilliance someday.
Yeah. And that's the part that hits home for me. Because what is the most transformative thing that teachers do that they don't realize they do is the frameworks, the scaffolding. So let me break something down into these smaller pieces for ways someone can understand. And that's what somebody goes to a ChatGPT, they go to a cloud, they go to all these AI models, and a student is asking, give me a way to explain this in this way so I can do this. Give me a workout plan for this type of person that's done this. And you, the teacher, you, the personal trainer, you, the person that is teaching somebody how to do this, you've done it.
Yeah.
And when they're pulling through all that data and your work is perfect for this person, somebody who should be your client, somebody who should be working with you, somebody should not only get the benefit of the paper, but get all the emotions and the soul and the spirit that goes in between the lines of the words, that goes in between the lines of the framework, right? So I think it cheats them in two ways. Number one, you lose your intellectual property. And number two, they lose the person that makes the framework really rich. Mm-hmm. So it gets watered down in multiple ways. And I think a lot of it, when I think about teachers, that first point you made about not valuing themselves.
Yes, come on.
Not seeing what they have as rich. But I would, because even I was just having a discussion with a teacher yesterday, and she was putting together a slideshow for an administrative job.
Yeah.
And when I tell you on the back end of the slideshow, it was Impact Teacher of the Year, District Champ of the Year, like Teacher of the Year, like 3 years in a row at three different schools. And it was on the back end of a PowerPoint because, you know, I don't want to be braggadocious. I don't want them like, no, you don't. If you're a boxing teacher, you should probably mention that you're a three-time world champ at the beginning, because I'm going to listen to everything else you say after that.
That's right.
A little bit deeper. So it's just that mentality of, okay, I don't want to brag. I don't want to. No, give us context.
Yeah.
Right. So one, number one, I think it's looking at their journey and going through, if you need to start with yearbooks, go to the year-end yearbooks, start looking about what those babies wrote about you, right? That lesson, that frame, this day, this conversation, and you'll literally pull your IP out of their memory for a year's worth of journey. This lesson made home.
Yeah.
A year's worth of journey. I got in trouble. And instead of you getting me suspended, we did this.
Yeah.
Right. Now, all of a sudden, I have a discipline. What is it? A reframe on how I approach discipline.
Yes.
Right. And that's so valuable. People are sitting in thousands upon thousands of schools thinking about how do I not suspend? How do I not do this thing? And you have a solution. You have a unique solution that would work for thousands of schools.
Yeah.
And even if it worked for 100. Literally would only be 100. That 100 would change your life financially if you own that intellectual property and you licensed it out.
That's right.
So it's really understanding the value of the things you see as little things.
Yeah.
It's just understanding once your name is attached to it, right? You have that backing of, okay, this is mine. And as I said before, that value, you champion it to make it what it's going to be. But it's valuable now.
I'm going to show you how valuable this is. So have you ever heard of the name Simon Sinek?
Yeah.
He's that guy that start with why guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Look, I'm going to call him a teacher. Why? Because he did a TEDx talk. He wrote a book. He stands in front of audiences all the time. But here's the thing. It's the framing, Tunji. Let's talk about this. Because you just said the woman who put her Teacher of the Year at the back of her slide deck, she framed it as in like, don't look at me, I'm not that special. It was a framing problem.
Yeah.
Simon Sinek, on the other hand, he named this IP, you ready for this?
Yeah.
The Golden Circle, not that amazing, right? But he does this talk where he says to a company, stop telling us what you do and stop telling us how you do it. Tell us why you do it. Because if you tell us why you do it, we're in. This little thing, do you know how much he makes per talk?
Like $50,000, $100,000?
$150,000 Simon Sinek makes for three circles and three words. But I'm telling you, if a teacher could have something better than that, but if they're not framing it right. So how do you frame it? Tunji, let's talk about that. He named it. He literally named this the Golden Circle. You can Google the Golden Circle, and he described it. Yeah. And because he named it and he described it and protected it, now all of a sudden, he's good.
Yeah. And something so powerful about that is you said a teacher may have something better. I'll tell you right now, they do. They do. I'll tell you right now, they do. And teachers are looking like, man, I've made like so many different versions and so many in depth, but that like that idea of one of my favorite quotes as well is Albert Einstein, and I'll paraphrase. He essentially said, genius is being able to take the extremely complex and make it simple.
Oh, that's good.
Right. So it's not, oh, I can understand the extremely complex. No. That's not genius. It's for me to take the extremely complex and talk to a fifth grader and say, okay, this is what it is.
Yeah.
These extremely dynamic situations, these wars, these cellular processes, these AI models, everything that we look at, like, I don't even know how I could understand that. And being able to make it a golden circle.
Ah,
so, yeah. So that's the game that teachers play every single day for years.
Isn't it the simple thing? Like, love your neighbor as yourself. Like,
boom. Yes.
You know?
The most simple is the most profound. Yeah. And why I love the way you worded it, the framing of it.
Framing, yeah.
Yeah, that one thing I wrote in my book, like using African proverbs to address the mess, I started it off with, finish it for me, roses are red, violets are...
blue.
They're actually purple. They're white. They're yellow. Violets are lots of different colors.
Interesting.
But because one poet framed it that way and it caught fire.
Ooh.
Now when I go out into society and I see a white violet, I see a yellow violet, I'm like, hold on, is that a violet?
Ah.
My framing is violets are purple. I literally have to pause my reality to remind myself that reality is bigger than my frame.
Wow.
Bigger than those few words in a beginning of a poem.
Yeah.
That's the power of framing. They dictate how we see the world.
Yeah.
Right. So that's why I think teachers are so powerful, especially the ones that transform your life. They gave you such a powerful frame for yourself and how you see the world.
When
you can, as you said, name it and own it, like very simply, this is the Golden Circle. This is Igniting Souls. This is Chasing Overflow. This is this.
Yeah.
Right. The name is catchy, all the different things, but most importantly, the sauce.
Yes.
The sauce that you made.
Yeah.
Being able to say, this is what goes in it.
And people don't think of IP as they get confused. You know, a lot of people get confused. I'm going to show a slide here in a moment. I'm going to bring this up here because I think once you see this slide, you're going to be like, teacher.
Yeah.
So hang on one second. I got a slide here. All right. I'm going to share the screen. We found it. Okay. So this is my IP lawyer. This isn't Carrie just coming up with stuff, but has a teacher ever created a slide deck? Has a teacher ever created a booklet? You know, during COVID, did they have to jump on and do like webinars like with their class? You know?
Yeah.
I mean, you look at this. What do you think? This is more businessy, but don't you think teachers have a lot of these things?
Yes. That slide deck piece?
Yeah. That is the bread and butter. But like best practices. Tunji, the way, do you know that Matthew McConaughey protected all right, all right, all right?
Yeah.
Come on now. He trademarked all right, all right, all right. You know, like that's a unique thing that he says. What have teachers said to you that's been unique, Tunji?
Oh, so many different things. I think about
what's that one thing that you say at all these Cedarville Entrepreneur Camps?
Oh, Benjamin E. Mays. Yeah, Benjamin E. Mays, former president.
If I don't,
we're all created to do something unique and something distinctive, and if we do not do it, it will never be done.
IP.
Right? Really though, like so many different things. And that's why when I give quotes, I always want to attach the person to it.
That's cool.
Why? Because the person of a quote will take you on a journey on that person's life, on where this comes from, on like so many deeper things, layers of understanding. So if you don't attach the person, you don't get to go on the journey. So that's why I think it's so important as well, where when you take that intellectual property and you put a name to it and you attach it, now it's also attached to all the students it's impacted.
Wow.
Right? All that is connected to it because that's part of your story. That's part of your journey. That's part of what created it in the first place. And that context matters. If we're learning anything now, is that the context matters. And I think part of the problem is because teachers don't necessarily see themselves as valuable in the business world.
Yes.
But as a teacher who stepped into the business world, something that is so simple for you, like that slide deck and how to make it engaging, how to get somebody to connect.
Yes.
How to turn a pitch into a conversation.
That's right.
Right, because one of the most profound things I heard just a few days ago, that if learning is happening, it's because it's collaborative. Ooh, all nice. Learning is collaborative.
I like
and
that.
And it's conversational. It's a back and forth of thinking.
I like that.
Right, so a lot of times you go through a slide deck and it's just a, here's this, here's this, here's this. Right. And the data is so strong and all these things are so strong and compelling. But I'll tell you, any teacher in the world, I don't care if it's kindergarten, 12th grade, or university, data alone doesn't move people. It gets their attention. Mm. It shows them the scale of the problem. But if you really want to convince somebody, what's next is, and that would be in my IP. You see what I'm saying? So now, yeah. Waiting for what I would say next. Because you know the data piece. You thought that was everything. But one of my frameworks is what comes after the data.
Yep.
To really move somebody to action.
Yep.
Right, and that's what I taught at like Cedarville University Entrepreneurship Camp. And yes. Then one of the professors there was like, can I use this? And then I was real grateful that Gary gave me this.
Yeah.
So, okay, let me protect this framework so I can share it.
Yeah.
Right? So now that it gets used by a whole university and the more it's used, yeah. I can license it. I can leverage it.
Exactly.
But what I'm saying is what I made isn't unique in the sense of it's my intellectual property.
Yeah.
It's not unique in the sense of somebody else can make something similar.
Yeah.
Other golden circles exist. Simon Sinek is not the first one to put circle what, circle how, circle why in the center. He's the first one to be positioned after a golden circle and then protecting it. So now he could use it a certain way.
That's right.
So I think that.
And let's talk about that. Naming is powerful. So like,
yeah,
I know I'm a faith guy. You're a faith guy, but you know, you go back to the garden and who got the, like, what was the first job of humanity? Yeah, to name the animals?
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. And by naming it, it was positioning as authority.
Yeah.
Like when Steve Jobs created the iPhone, he could name it.
Yeah.
This is called the iPhone. Now people are like, "Oh, this is the iPhone." You know. Yeah. But the owner can name it. And if you don't name it, if you're scared to name it, that's saying a lot about you.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't want that authority. Oh, wait, you know, I don't want that responsibility. No, like ideas, you know this, ideas are not given to you, they're given through you.
Mm.
Like you have to steward it. And if you don't steward it, Simon Sinek will take it.
yeah, really.
Right?
Yeah. It reminded me of Michael Jackson, who said, I have to wake up in the middle of the night and write these songs down, because if I don't, God will give it to Prince.
Ah, that's good. Oh, I like that.
Yeah. So
that's good.
It's a real
But it's absolutely true. And part of it's to not confuse the consumers. Imagine if there were 10 Cedarville universities.
Yeah.
We'd be like, wait, which one? Wait, is that the one that went off the rails, or is that the one that's really good? You know?
Yeah, absolutely.
So part of it naming is so that the marketplace doesn't get confused.
Yeah. And I think to piggyback on that point, the power of naming is with names come identity.
Oh, yeah.
Right. And that identity gives you an opportunity to build a character.
Yeah.
And I was having this conversation yesterday. Character is built over a lifetime and it's lost in one decision.
Truth.
Right. So if you don't protect, if you don't first make it an identity, because then it can be attached to the character of the work that you've put in. right? And the work that you're continuing to be put on, as you said, like being able to champion something, being able to be a steward of it. So all of that ties in. So now if you don't, somebody else can hijack it because it doesn't have an identity. It doesn't have a name. It's just this good idea.
Yep.
And I'm not going to be a good steward of it, right? Whereas for this person, it's just about making money. Let me throw some things against the wall. I'll take this place out. It doesn't matter because of it doesn't give the right ROI, even though that was the heart of the thing. Right. But it took away 10% on my ROI and irrelevant to me. I'm throwing that out. And even though that was the heart of the thing.
Yeah.
Right. So that's something that I actually care about too. The heart of the thing, the soul of the thing that you made, the thing that makes it transformative. It's one thing to say that, okay, it's no big deal. Let them use it. Let it help people. But the problem is if you don't steward it,
that's right,
it'll be manipulated in a way where it won't help people.
And I'll give a real example. There's a guy named Joshua Bell, famous violinist. This goes back to framing. $90 a ticket to go see him play violin. He booked out, he sold out, but he plays the violin in the subway the next morning as a social experiment.
Yeah.
And everybody walks by
him. I saw that.
Everybody walks by him. Same talent, same person, same gift, but it wasn't framed right. Oh, who's this joker sitting in the subway versus who's this guy on the stage? I want his autograph.
Yeah.
So again, I think today, Tunji, what you're doing is you're helping teachers kind of like step up a little bit and say, you know what? I am valuable. My content's valuable. I need to protect it, not only so I don't get locked out of it, but so I get compensated so that I can create more good work.
Yeah.
You're not a sellout if you protect your art. Yeah. You're actually smart so that you can create more good art and help more people in the world. Same thing with teachers.
Yeah.
If teachers are having to scrape by and like do all kinds of stuff in the summer so that they can't work on their craft and develop their craft even more, that hurts the kid.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I know we're landing the plane here in 5 minutes, but you held up a little card. Instant IP is so simple. It literally takes 60 seconds. So people just go. I know you got a special link that gives people a free credit. We're building a page for you, just instantip.today/TUNJI.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to lead people to a free credit. And I'll be straight up and say, look, if you visit Tunji's page, he's not only giving you a free credit, but he's also able to continue his craft and develop his amazing work. And I love it so much. We just brought you into Cedarville. But look at this. You hit protect, photo, text, or file. You got all three, right, man? You got quotes that you have. You probably have video and audio, and you probably have frameworks. So I'm just going to show people how easy this is. And look at that. I use the golden circle as an example.
Yeah.
So you got to give it a name. I call this the 18 streams of income. Okay. And if people get stuck, they can use our little AI helper. But then you basically say when you started using it. So I'm going to say the month and the year, something like, I'm going to put January 2010, you know. And then I'm going to say created by Carrie, right? And then what you can do, Tunji, is if it's a secret project, you keep it hidden, but you can still prove in a court of law that it was there first for you.
Yeah.
Or you can go public. That's like guard dog inside, no trespassing, and respect my property, right? You don't want somebody just walking into your house and trashing it. But I'm going to keep this hidden just as a demo. You hit protect. Everyone's going to get a free credit. And then they hit submit, and it's taking that one picture, it's using an IP credit, it's turning it into a smart contract, it's putting it on the blockchain. Why? So that it can never change the time of who created it. And so now I'm done. Here it is. It became a literal asset that I can now license and get royalties from. It also comes with a built-in cease and desist letter. Have you seen this yet, Tunji?
Oh, I didn't see that.
Oh my gosh. All right. So now it comes with a built-in cease and desist letter. Here it is. And it says, there's the 18 streams of income. We add a superscript IP. That's not just decoration. We file that with the federal government. It's like a certification mark. So now anytime you use that, use the superscript IP. It tells the world that it's backed with blockchain technology. We got patents on this thing as well. And here's that special fingerprint, which is called a hash, which means that nobody else can say that they were there first. It's all built on time. So Tunji, I know that's like a lot for people who aren't into tech, but when you can prove in a court of law, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that you thought of that idea at this second, if somebody comes after you, you have the rights.
No, proof. Being able to prove. So that's why I think it's so important that to the whole questioning value piece, because again, it'll all go back to whether they think the thing is valuable or not. If it's worth questioning, it's worth
protecting. Oh, that's good. That's IP. If it's worth questioning, it's worth protecting. That is good. Oh my gosh. I'm writing that down.
it's that simple.
I'm going to give you quotes. I'm going to give you credit.
Yeah. Go ahead. I'm going to use one of my free credits on
that. That's right. If it's worth questioning,
it's worth protecting.
And unpack that. Tell me what that means.
So I'll use a quote of Vincent Van Gogh, somebody that didn't protect his IP and didn't see the value in his lifetime.
Yeah.
He said, wheat is wheat, even if people think it is grass in the beginning. That's how he ended the quote. But he started with, if I am worth anything later, then I am worth something now. For wheat is wheat, even if people think it is grass in the beginning. And sometimes we're that person that sees wheat. We have wheat, this thing that nourishes the planet Earth, that feeds most of planet Earth. But all we see is grass. Mm. Right? We don't see it as edible. We don't see it as something we can eat off of.
Yeah.
But if it's valuable later, 100 years from now, it's valuable right now. If it's valuable 20 days from now, it's valuable right now. So if it's valuable enough to question, is it valuable, then protect it. If something
came on that note, that was hot. Yeah. So Tunji, I'm going to announce here, because then I got a jet. We are partnering with you because we believe, just like I have somebody in the music industry, the film industry, athletics, I need an influencer out there like you who will champion this, because if not, teachers will not get compensated for what they're worth.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So I'm excited to launch this collaboration with you.
Yeah. What's so beautiful about our responsibility? I felt that stewardship heavy weight on my back. It's like, oh.
Yeah, you did.
It really won't.
You thought about it. You thought about it a little bit. You're like, I got to think about this.
Unless somebody champions it for them and like goes to people and tells them like, you are valuable, protect it.
Yeah.
You said if it's valuable enough to be questioned, it's valuable enough to be protected. It's simple.
See, you got IP there, man.
Sure, yes,
and you
sir.
Protect that, and I'll quote you and pay you some license.
I'm ready to protect that after this.
That's good.
My link.
All right, Tunji. So everybody go to instantip.today/Tunji, get your free credit, and listen, spread the word for teachers, man. We love teachers. They changed our life. Take care.
Love y'all.
Thank you for listening to the You Are an IP Company podcast with Cari Oberbrunner and Katie Rubino. Brought to you by Instant IP and WiganX. Visit Instant IP today and WiganX.com for more help on your IP journey. Remember, your ideas are valuable. Protect them today.